Okay. If we had to do three rounds, we'd still do it till we got it. Good morning, friends and family of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. Welcome to our morning worship here at our sanctuary, which is located at 4071 Foster Road, San Antonio, Texas. And to all who are listening to us on their radio at FM 96.9, if you're looking for a new church home or just one to visit, join us here on Foster Road any Sunday morning. Everyone is welcome. Listen now to this reading of Psalm 150, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. It is praise for God's surpassing greatness. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his surpassing greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, saints. Amen. There we go. I knew you were alive out there. I knew it. I'm looking right at you, so I can tell. Amen. Let us go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for another day. We thank you, Lord, that you gave us the strength to get up this morning. Get up this morning to come to worship, to come to praise your holy name, Lord. We ask, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, that you would fill our hearts with love, fill our hearts with worship, and fill our hearts with praise. And we give you all the praise and the thanks for it, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Will you stand for our opening hymn, Breathe on Me, Breath of God?
Good morning, church family. Real quickly, some of you noticed I'm out of my boots, so thank you so much for all your prayers. I really appreciate that. Dear Father, sometimes I struggle to have faith I need to depend on you. Help me overcome my unbelief. Time after time, you have shown your faithfulness. Help me to walk by faith, not by sight. Be with me as I yield the shield of faith to extinguish the darts of the evil one. Help me to have faith and not doubt. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come seeking, we come listening, but we come acknowledging the generosity that comes from your hand. All that we have is but a gift of your unfailing grace. We ask, Lord, that as we return but a small portion of your bounty, that you take our tithes and our offerings, multiply them, and use them for your glory. These things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's scripture lesson is from John 20, 19 through 29. Jesus appears to his disciples. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be unto you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Jesus appears to Thomas. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hand and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A few weeks later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
church family. Javon, she couldn't be here, so she called and asked me to read it, do her reading. Father, I trust you with all my heart as I walk through my day, trying to make decisions and follow your will. Help me not to lean on my understanding, but to acknowledge you in all my ways. Help me to know your word and hide in my heart so that I will not sin against you. Thank you that you are directing my path and that you are present with me wherever I go. I know that I will not face any temptation without you and your strength to resist it, since you will never leave me or forsake me. Show me the path to flee temptation and honor your desire.
And once again, I encourage you, please take your bulletins with you. Use them throughout the week and pray for those that so desperately need the healing touch of God. Also, thank God for the answers to prayers. And not only that, here's the tough one. Thank God for what He is going to do in your life. Every day is a blessing. I do want to point out on the calendar, and if I want to get a ride home, I've got to announce on Thursday is Lunch Bunch at 11 o'clock. All are invited. It's Gigi's and Marion. If you have trouble finding it, call Eileen Kincaid. She, I'm sure, can tell you the way. Also, I would like to note that we do have the Wesley Covenant Group that meets on Mondays, and we have the Bible study on Tuesday mornings, as well as Oasis on Wednesday evenings. Also highlight the on Saturday the men's and women's breakfast. The men meet at Sophia's, the women at Denny's at 9 a.m. It's a great time of fellowship and a time be with your church friends and enjoy good food and especially good fellowship. Would like to remind you that there is a big banner out there highlighting our upcoming yard sale and craft show. If you need forms, Harriet has them available. Please do take flyers. And you don't know who you might encounter along the way that could use this time. And encourage them. Also, it is not too early to start bringing your water and sodas in and getting those ready. At Sam's Club, you can get a 45-pack of water for less than $5. So it's there available. The name brand sodas at Sam's, 35 of them, I think, is about $12 and change. So reasonably priced, and you can buy them in bulk and get them here. Do go for the name brand. Are there others that we need to highlight? Thank you, Ann. And, you know, thank you to everyone that participated in the Easter breakfast, a tradition that we are bringing back again. And for events coming up, I would encourage you, find a place where you can help out. And one of the things that I've noted that becomes very lacking is people at cleanup time. So everybody likes to be there at the beginning and hustle around and get things done. And then at the end of the event, people are tired and they want to leave. That's the time when we could use some volunteers to come in that are fresh and can help with that cleanup. So find a niche for yourself. Find a place where you can serve. Would like to point out birthdays, and we've got Allison Chambers on the 26th, Rudy Mendez the 27th, and John Morrison on the 28th. So we've got a good part of the week covered. So if there are no more announcements, let us prepare for the message. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we come seeking and searching. We come thirsting for your word. We ask, Lord, that you strengthen Brother Ted. Give him your spirit. Let his words be your words always. Open our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit so that we may receive your message. And further, Lord, let us be so filled with your word that people will see you shining through us. Let us remember that we are your representatives to the world. Help us to spread your word. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, your Son, the risen Christ. Amen.
Good morning again.
Good morning again.
Good morning again. There we go. This morning's title is Stop Doubting and Believe. And it comes from a narrative in John 20, those verses 19 through 31, about someone that we as Christians, we call him Doubting Thomas. Now, Thomas was a good disciple. He had been with Jesus all through his ministry, seen him do many miracles, seen him do lots of things, heal the sick, raise the dead. Thomas was there. But here was a time that Jesus had risen and he had shown himself to his disciples. And Thomas was kind of like us. So I don't want you to be too hard on him. See, sometimes we have to see where we're going before we believe what's going on. And I must confess, I fall into that category sometimes too. You see, sometimes, folks, when we can't see where we're going, we get scared. And when we get scared, we start to doubt. We start to fear. We say, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? You know, everything is great when you got plenty of money in the checkbook. The kids are safe and happy. Everyone is doing well. There's no sickness. But, oh, my goodness, sometimes when the bottom falls out of our lives, so to speak, we get a little scared and we start to doubt. Not that we don't believe, but we start to doubt because we can't see where we're going. Thomas could not see. He had to see the Lord. He wanted to see those handprints. He wanted to see and feel the pierce in his side before he was believed. But Jesus tells him this. He said, it's good that you believe now that you see me. But he says this, and I believe this is a great message for us. Blessed are those who don't see and still believe. Oh, sometimes, folks, the journey gets a little weird. Sometimes things get upside down and we don't know which way we're going. Lord, what in the world are you doing in my life? I don't understand. Well, sometimes it's not for us to understand. Sometimes the Lord is moving in such a way that he wants you to trust him and believe in him and not doubt. You see, doubt is the exact opposite of faith to me. You doubt, but then you don't believe. But let's see what happened to Thomas. Thomas felt the nail prints and the piercing in Jesus' side. He said, "Lord, my Lord and my God, I believe you are the one." You know, it's amazing. And then we talk about Thomas and say, well, he doubted this and he doubted that. But Thomas, we're just like him. We've got to see where we're going. But hopefully I've got some things this morning that will help you with your doubt and your unbelief. You see, there are two basically kinds of doubters. One type of doubter is the person who just, I don't care what you tell him or her, they are just not going to believe. You know, and the only thing they want to do is argue with you. The more you talk, the more they want to argue. You know, so they're not looking for answers. They're looking for an argument, perhaps a confrontation even. You know, they count the difficulties and the objectives, and they say, and they look for loopholes. You know, Jesus put the Pharisees in that particular category. In Matthew 16, 1 through 4, he tells them, he called them an evil and adulterous generation when they were looking for a sign. Jesus doesn't want you to do anything but trust him and follow him. You see, what the Lord wants from us is consistency. He wants from us here at Alamo United Methodist Church is when we follow him consistently. And we do the things that he wants us to do, you know, not when we feel like it, but sometimes even when we don't feel good. How many of you have had to do things when you don't feel good? Amen. Amen. But you kept going, didn't you? You kept going. And the Lord gave you the strength to do that. Now, you can... There's some things you can do to help you with your doubt and unbelief. And one of the first things you can do, folks, is you can pray. Oh, I just can't emphasize enough the prayer that a Christian ought to have. Oh, you ought to be so close to the Lord that when those doubts come in, you can say, Lord, I know that you're right here and that you help me. The Bible tells that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That means that you want to pray all the time and pray without ceasing. And don't just pray a mumble of prayer like I used to do when I was a kid. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. That was my favorite prayer. Now you know better. Now you pour your heart out to the Lord and let him know what's going on and what your doubts are. You know, you can doubt the Lord. Because that doubting may lead you to faith. In the Bible, some of the biggest doubters have turned into some of the most faithful people in the Bible. So go to the Lord and tell him what your fears are and what your problem is. So remember to pray. Pray. And then the second thing you can do is remember is to remember the goodness of the Lord. Remember how good he was when things were going good for you. Remember how he brought you out of those issues. Remember the things you prayed for and he answered those prayers. Focus on those. Don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive and remember the good things that the Lord had done for you. This will help you to get rid of your doubts. I got to tell you this. One of the best ways I've found to cure my doubting is to get into God's Word. I mean, don't just read it just flippantly, but dig deep into God's Word. Open your Bible. Get alone. Get by yourself and study God's Word. When you do that, then you can see and feel and know that God is close to you and keep your eyes fixed on him. fixed on him and not worry about your problem. The next thing you can do is take action. Take action in what the Lord is telling you to do. Don't be afraid to do it. The Lord is directing this church to do some things. Take action. Don't be afraid. Put your hand in his hand. Walk with him. You see, God is leading all of us, every last one of us. We're not here by some flippant mistake or whatever. God wants us here at 4071 Foster Road for a purpose, and that is to tell this community and to show them that we love the Lord so they too can feel the love of the Lord and they too may become the Lord's children as well. Remember these things. Remember these things that you can you can get rid of your doubt. And remember this. Ask the Lord to help you with your unbelief. Oh, Lord, please help me with my unbelief. Because sometimes, folks, we just get plain old tired and we just get discouraged and we just don't, we won't trust the Lord. We got to see where we're going. You know, it's interesting that we'll probably trust the doctor more than we'll trust Jesus. And I guess that's because maybe we can see the doctor. We can see the medicine they gave. And we can't see the Lord physically. But I got to tell you this, saints, you can see him spiritually. You can use your spiritual eyes and see him. See him with your heart, and that's the best way. Because the physical way can be kind of deceiving to you. But when he's in your heart, when you feel him in your heart, you know he's there, and you do this by praying and getting into his word, then you know that he walks with you. And I'll say this and go to my seat. You can't straddle the fence. There's no if, ands, and but about this. You either follow the Lord or you don't. You either believe or you don't. You can't say, well, I'm going to believe today and tomorrow. No, you have to believe all the time. The Lord wants consistency. You see, God has given us his Son. Jesus has risen from the dead. He now sits at the right hand of the Lord, of the Lord in heaven, interceding for all of us. So when you pray, you have someone that intercedes for you, someone that cares about you very deeply. I thank God for that. I really do. Because in my life, sometimes I get twisted and go in the wrong way. But if I sit down and pray, the Lord will take care of things. He'll help me. Now, the question that I have for you this morning when we close is this, and I want you to think on this. Jesus has done everything for us. Now, what will you do for the Lord? Amen? Amen. Amen. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you. We ask, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus that you take away our doubts. You take away our fears, our anxieties. Replace them, Lord, with faith. Faith as small as a mustard seed, but still faith, Lord. Faith that we can go on and move on and do the things that you want us to do. Faith that we will not be afraid, but we will trust you. We look to you, Lord, for all our health and strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As Randy prepares for the invitational hymn, I want to tell you this. Don't you dare give up on the Lord. Don't you dare give up on him. I don't care how hard it gets or how tough it may get. You keep praying. You keep believing. Because you know what, saints? One day, you'll stand before him and you'll be able to hear the words, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So don't you quit on him. Don't you dare quit on him. The altar is open and the invitation is open for all who wishes to come. There may be one who may perhaps have given up on the Lord. Maybe you found things a little bit too hard for this Christian life. Maybe you found things are just not right in your life and you want to get them right. Well, here's your chance right now to come to the altar and even in your seat that you can get things right with the Lord.
Will you stand for our hymn of invitation? 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise and to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I probed him o'er and o'er, Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, and in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing blood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I probed him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease. Just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I probed him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Jesus knows where you live, and I'm not talking about your physical address either. He knows where you live in your heart. Thank you, brother. He knows where you live. So you can't run from it. You can't run from it. And I pray this morning that if there's something going on in your life, that if you didn't do it here at the altar, that you did it at your seat, or you do it soon, because you know what? We may not be able to do it tomorrow or next Sunday. Amen? Do it now. Why, as my parents used to tell me, while the blood is running warm in your veins. Amen? God bless you this morning.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
First of all, I would like to ask the congregation for a praise God that Barbara Whitney is here with us today.
Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, you know where we live. You know our hearts. You know the pain that we feel. You know the sickness that are in our bodies, both here in the sanctuary and in the hospitals and at home. Lord, you know the issues that some of us are facing with medical tests and other things, Lord. Family issues, financial issues, Lord. Spiritual issues. Lord, I call upon you right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy on us. Help us through this difficult time, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be ever faithful no matter what. Put your healing hands of love and kindness on each one of us, even right now, Lord. We pray for those dear folks in Ukraine, those folks in Europe, even the folks in this country. We pray for those folks who don't have anywhere to live, nothing to eat, Lord. Even right now are searching for something. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy as only you can. And use us, Lord. Use us as your instruments that we might make a difference in your kingdom, that we may make a difference in this community. Thank you, Lord. thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do and all that you're doing. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we depart from here today, watch out for the traffic, which can be dangerous. Remember those less fortunate than ourselves, and continue, please, to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly, be safe, and let us join together here again next Sunday to receive the message that Pastor Ted will bring us. And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn? He Lives. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever fools may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to him.